I mentioned to David, standing in the back of the church before Mass started this morning, I think this is the first weekend that we didn't have to make the St. Mary's squeeze announcement before the 10 o'clock Mass. Of course, we have our first ever fall break this Monday and Tuesday, so it looks like a few students have taken that opportunity to have some time off, which is great. However you use this break, hopefully it's a chance to rest, to be renewed. Maybe it's an opportunity to study or catch up. Studying you still have to do. Pretty sure there was different perspectives. I know when I was a student, I was assumed that to have a good break meant that you did nothing, that you relaxed and rested. Pretty sure my professors thought that the break meant that it was an opportunity for you to study and get ready for tests and papers that were coming up. So wherever you might find yourself, hopefully you have a chance to rest. Maybe you'd have some time to study, write a few papers. I always found that resting was a lot better when I got things done. A lot of times I always thought that I had to rest first, but then I never wanted to do the work that I had to do. Kind of realized sometimes resting after I got stuff done was a whole lot better. Resting, work, particular things that maybe at times studying that are on our mind, particular things that we are focused on, things that we have to get done. Sometimes all these particular things in life and the world are good things and attentive things that we should be aware of. But sometimes they can keep us from being thankful. Sometimes we can forget to be thankful for the things that we have received, for the things that we have encountered, for the gifts that God is giving to us each day, whether it is as simple as each breath that we take, which is simple as each meal that we eat, whether it is the gift of an education, of learning and growing in knowledge, for the gift and the safety of our health and of our family, right? Also taking time to truly recognize and to be thankful. Maybe we could look at the particular scriptures, the first reading in the gospel today, which are rather similar. Two foreigners that were not Israelites that were healed. And both of them come back, one to Elisha, the other one, of course, to Jesus, a Samaritan, to give thanks. Because they recognized what had happened. They recognized that they had been healed. They recognized that they no longer had this condition of leprosy. And they also recognized it was nothing, it was not by their own work, but that it was something greater at work in them. And so they take time to go back and to give thanks, right? Maybe too, they were thinking, I'm pretty sure, who knows, we don't have to say about the other nine, whether they were thinking about their family, who maybe they had not seen 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years since they contracted leprosy. Maybe they were thinking about a lot of other things that were on their mind. A lot of other particular, probably, maybe, good things. And us too, always about, many of us, good things. But are they things that are of God? Are they things that lead us to God? Are they things that remind us of God and what He is doing and has done in our own life? In scriptures, whenever I'm reading and preparing for them, of course, different things always jump out to me. One particular thing that always seems to jump out to me is whenever there is a topic of soil or dirt in the readings. While I was here at A&M, I studied agronomy, which is the study of soil. So rather intrigued there in that first reading where Naaman asks for two mule loads, maybe today we might say two truckloads of soil that he wants to take back with him, because he says that he has come to recognize that there's no other God besides the God of Israel. And he wants to serve him for the rest of his life. So he, in a sense, takes back this soil from this place that he had encountered God so that he could worship in this place. It's kind of interesting. In a sense, you could say that maybe it would serve as a reminder to him that he had been healed, right? Maybe even two today, we probably don't bring truckloads, or I know you don't take a piece of the pews or a piece of the carpet or a piece of things off the wall when you leave the church each Sunday, even though you have encountered God here in His Word and receive Him in the Eucharist. But we take other things, right? Many of us all have crucifixes or saint medals that we wear. Maybe many of you have particular t-shirts that have crosses on them, right? Many of you have stickers on your computers or your water bottles that have a cross or Saint Mary's there. Maybe many times too in your apartments you have images of saints and a crucifix. Hopefully these particular things are reminders, right? Reminders to us of God's love, God's sacrifice, that God has saved us and redeemed us. And again, are we attentive to what the Lord has done? Are we attentive to the miracles that He is working in our life, the gifts that He has given to us of each day, the gifts of friendship, authentic friendship, the gifts that we had to be disciples, formed to be His apostles? Do we recognize what God is doing in our own life? So my hope, as we go forth today, that we can recognize what we have received. I hope many of you know this, but the word Eucharist comes from the Greek word of thanksgiving. So each time we come to Mass, that we come to receive the Eucharist, hopefully there's a movement in our own heart of thanksgiving. A thanksgiving, again, of Jesus' death and His resurrection. Jesus' incarnation, as He, God, takes upon our flesh and enters our reality. A thanksgiving that God seeks to forgive and to wash away our sins. A sense of thanksgiving for what God has done to us. Each time that we encounter Him in the Eucharist is an opportunity to give thanks. A little over a week and a half ago, we had a Eucharistic procession here. A procession of thanksgiving. As we walk and process through campus, is an opportunity to give thanks to what God has given to us. And in thanksgiving, that others can also to encounter Him as well. Thanksgiving for what God has done to us as He feeds us, as He loves us, as He speaks to us. So, maybe a little bit of homework on your break or your prayer time this week is to take a few moments and just to maybe list out what are the particular things that distract me or keep me from giving thanks to God. And just be real with yourself. What particular things do you let sometimes come in the way of you recognizing God and His work in your own life? Kind of write those down and just to be attentive to those. And number two, my encouragement is to help to have something that reminds you to give thanks. Maybe a crucifix that you set on your pillow when you get up in the morning. Maybe a reminder when you come back to lay down, you see that crucifix or whatever it is, an opportunity to give thanks or to pray for a few minutes. Maybe it is putting a crucifix or putting an image of God or of a saint somewhere else that helps you to be reminded of what God has done to you, done for you here at Mass, in your prayer time, that you may not miss the moment to strengthen your faith and to give thanks to God for all He has done for you in your life, that you may come to know and always realize that there is no other God but our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you for listening to Aggie Catholic Homilies. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Be sure to check out our sister podcast, Aggie Catholic Talks, to hear talks from Magnify, Catholicism 101, and more. Thanks, God bless, and gig 'em.